What would you say to the body of Christ who would typically want to just keep ourselves in our little Christianese bubble and not step out and do something, yet you don't want to, you know, hang yourself? Because typically most of us aren't as equipped to use our Bible to combat something like this. What would you say to somebody like in that situation?
Kim, I think that first I would say that we need to be aware of the impact of the Da Vinci Code, and I think that's something that we try to explain in our seminars. When people hear the numbers, you know, that there are 45-plus million books in the world, you know, of copies of the Da Vinci Code floating around, that it's been on the bestseller list for 160 weeks, when we find out that 32% of the people who read the Da Vinci Code believe it, that's from a National Geographic poll from 2005, I think that the impact begins to sink in. But I think what happens is that we begin to be frightened. And I think that it's scary to think that, like you brought up, that someone might ask us a question that we don't know the answer to. And so I think what has happened with the Da Vinci Code is that it's bringing to light that maybe we need to reinforce the foundations of our faith as a church and as a people of Christ. We need to know what we believe, and we need to study these questions that are being raised by the Da Vinci Code. That said, I think when someone asks you a question from the Da Vinci Code, I think it's totally okay to say that you don't know the answer. The first time someone asked me if Jesus was married, I did not know the answer. I think it's okay to say, let me look that up. Would you like to read with me a little bit further? Would you like to look at what the Bible has to say together? Because I don't know the answer to that question either. And that makes you seem real to the person, like you don't have all the answers, which we don't. We don't have every answer.